Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the next episode of the Apex Show. I hope you're doing great as always, and I'm back here today with another episode, so let's just kick this off. Cool. If I'm not mistaken, this should be the 140th episode. It's really cool that we are already at such a high number. And yeah, where should we even start? I mean, first of all, I'm not sure if this should be public accountability or stuff, but I'm literally just barely scraping recording these podcasts and scraping the last pieces of my energy every single day just to be able to put them out to the world and kind of keep everything going. In the last few weeks, they're literally I've invested a lot of time into both education in terms of there's even like I've read the book in the last few weeks a few times, not read it but listened to it via audiobooks, and it's called Think and Grow Rich. I mean, it's really seems to be very monetary from a certain point of view, and I wouldn't really say that it literally when I was just looking at it, I thought that it would be one of those books that you read and you should just manifest anything you want. But as I was listening to it more closely, there are a few concepts that really resonate with me pretty hard. And like the definiteness of purpose or even commitment, and even like how much time you're wasting every single day. I mean, the current setup that I have, I essentially don't waste any time throughout the day. I'm pretty much just either studying and getting better at my craft, or essentially applying everything what I've learned and going out there and applying it and crushing it with results. And even right now, establish a strategy for, it's going to be a 100 day battle plan, even though I'm going to be traveling to two different continents within the next 21 days. And about 4 days from now, I'm traveling to Dubai for like 48 hours. Thereafter, I'm flying back to Vienna. I'm going to be having a week here, and thereafter just flying to Miami again for conferences and stuff. So yeah, it's just about the level of your dedication that you have, and like how long are you willing to stick in the market and evolve from a certain point of view. I mean, it's really interesting. Like it's 130 days that I'm averaging 16-hour days, and it's getting a lot, even on me. I'm not sure if you can hear that, but I'm essentially like my entire mouth is full of blisters and I can barely speak. I'm not sure why that happened to me. So just kind of like really even establishing a benchmark that, okay, is this freaking even healthy? In terms of if you want to like know how I feel, it's like literally every single day that I wake up, I'm just super optimized to go straight to work. I'm not thinking that much about, like, it's I would say a very interesting state to be in, because you don't really double think about the things you're doing, which means that you don't really have the time to fear this new stuff you're working on. And like, I mean, the growth that we're experiencing in certain parts of the things I'm working on are really great. And yeah, it's just about continually surpassing your limits. And like the biggest factor for me is that, great, you have your time, you can invest it in any way you want. And like for me, investing it into some crap that I even won't use, like in watching Netflix or like doing some other stuff, like literally, okay, I don't want to do that. I'll just rather go and study different strategies of what's actually working for different guys in the same industry as I'm working in, and then just kind of go ahead and leverage that. And for example, today, like actually two green marketers who have sold, one is doing multiple 8 figures a year. The second one is doing, I'm not sure, he has sold like 30 million of his own courses and stuff. So I literally just met these two guys on a conference last September, had a few minutes just to exchange a few words with them, a few thoughts, and yeah, it's about dedication. Like that's the thing. It's the same with bodybuilding. Like, okay, great, you can just literally get into bodybuilding pretty fast, but then like just figuring everything out, just getting a basic. I mean, like, okay, great, just transitioning back to the Think and Grow Rich book. The biggest learning point from there, or even like the thing that I really want to speak about, is specialized knowledge. Specialized knowledge is a knowledge that you acquire from someone else. A specialized knowledge is more of an experience that you have, like, for example, managing sales teams. And you, regardless of how hard you want, like, you won't learn that in school. And even, like, that's one of the decisions or one of the reasons why right now I'm just not focusing at school at all. I'm literally just passing everything and just kind of, like, cruising the air, since I'm just much rather investing the time that I have here. It's once you realize that you don't really have that much time left, regardless of whether you're 22 years old, whether you're, I mean, when you're older, you kind of like start to realize this, but when you're, I kind of like always realized that there's not that much time to mess around, but like right now it's getting a bit advanced. So even right now, like, just literally made a few moves. We're going to Dubai. I'm going to enjoy myself for about 2 days or so. Doing a few things that I've wanted to do for a very long time. And yeah, it's just about establishing the standard for yourself. Like, okay, this is the standard that you tolerate. And kind of like also giving yourself the praise for the performance that you've had. So yeah, everything what you want in life is on the other side of your growth, your better version of yourself. And you can teach yourself, teach yourself to do anything you want, any software, anything else. It's just about the pure amount of time and focus you're investing to actually acquiring those skills and knowledge. A big one for me is just using my different phone that I actually bought. Was it this week or last week, not watching any social media and crap, like literally just being super hyper focused on actually gaining knowledge when you're gaining it, and also performing, producing when you're producing. A biggie for me is, as well as that, I'm just gonna switch my the time when I go to sleep and then when I wake up, because it's 3 a.m. Again right now. So I'm just gonna kind of switch it up, and I'm gonna be waking up at 8 a.m. so going to sleep at like 1 a.m. since this is it takes me a lot to get up from the bed in the morning and just kind of like become more productive from a certain point of view. Yeah, it's just literally everything which you don't have is on the other side of your competence. And the only way how we actually acquire competence is by effort and time. And yeah, I mean, like, sweat equity, you have to go out there, you have to face your demons and slash them and come on the other side as the winner. Yeah, I'm gonna leave you with this today. As I said, literally, I'm barely speaking the last few days. I have blisters in my mouth, so it's kind of weird just to speak. And yeah, keep crushing it, guys. Let's keep it up. Yeehaw! Your biggest fan, Jake.